Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 21st day of Iyar Tovshin Pei Dalad, Masechta Soita, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Gimel. After we learnt in the previous Mishnah about which people have the right, or are told by the Kohen, Meshuach Melchama, to leave the war, to leave the front, they can do other menial duties, but they don't fight in the front. Our Mishnah is going to tell us there are certain cases of people building things, or planting things, or getting married, who do not go back from the war. They have to keep on fighting. Ve'elu she'enan chozrin, says the Mishnah Gimel, the following people do not go back from the ranks, from the front lines of the war. Habona bayis shar, a person who builds a sentry's chamber. That's a little building where the officer sits there and guarding the entrance to the chotzer, to the yard. That is not considered a building, a bona bais, not called sort of a house. Achsadra, or a porch, marpesis, or a balcony. These are all not included in the exemption of asher bona bais, and they have to stay fighting. Hanoteya arbo ilonemachal, a person who plants four fruit trees rather than five, then it's not considered a kerem, a vineyard. The closest to be called the minimum amount of trees to be called a vineyard or a kerem is five. V'chamisha ilon esrak, or if there were five trees that he planted, but they were not fruit-bearing trees, and even if it's more than five, because they're not fruit-bearing, that doesn't come under the category of kerem, and there would be no exemption to leave the war. Hamachzias grushose, the person who marries not a new woman, a person who marries or remarries a woman he divorced, he would not go back as well. The Pasuk says, Ki yikach ish isha chadasha, when a man takes a woman that's new to him, that's the type of marriage that would make the person leave the war, but not if he remarries his divorced, the wife that he divorced earlier. Similarly, if a person gave kiddushin to a woman that he's not allowed to consummate the marriage with, he would also not go back for more, and the Mishnah now brings some examples of that. Almona, the Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. The only one in the land who can't marry a widow. The only Kohen. Grusha b'chalutza l'chein edyet. Or if a ordinary Kohen married a grusha, a divorced woman, or a woman had chalitza, which was forbidden for him to do. Mamzeres u'nasin al Yisrael. Yisrael married a mamzeres, which is forbidden. Or a nasinah. Nasinah is a woman that comes from the Gibeonites, that David HaMelech decreed should not enter the house of Israel. Bas Yisrael, the Mamzer Benozin, or the other way around, if it was a Bas Yisrael, and she got married to a Mamzer or a Nozin, which is a prohibited marriage. In these cases, also, Lohoye Chozer, the person who conducted such a marriage would not be released from the army. Why? Because it says, Miho Isha She'eras Isha V'lo Lekocha, which man had, and any man who had married a woman and did not actually take her yet, implying that she was fit for him to take, excluding these cases where the taking of the woman or the kiddushin was prohibited, and therefore they would not return back. Rabbi Huda Omer, afa b'ne bais al mechonai lo hayachozer. He says that also a person who builds a house which had been demolished or fell, and he rebuilds it, and he didn't do anything different from the first house, it's the same as before, he would not go back from the war again. That could not be called a bais chodosh. It's not called a new house. It's exactly the same as the one he built. He had there standing before, and therefore he would not get the exemption. Rabbi Elozer says, Af abone bais levenim basharon. Also a person who builds a house, a brick house, but in the Sharon district, in the low-lying areas of Eretz Yisrael. The reason that there was no exemption there, says Rabbi Elozer, is because that was a district where houses would basically not survive more than a certain amount of years. In fact, twice in 7 years they'd have to rebuild these houses, and therefore Lohaya Chozer, he would not go back if he built such a house in such a district, because since the house does not last a long time, again, that's not called Bona Bais Chadash, it would not be termed as building a new house, and therefore he would not have the exemption from going to the army. Mishnah Dalet. Previously, we learnt about those who go out to the war, and based on the command of the Kohen Mashuch Melchama, they would go back from the war. But they wouldn't go back to their houses, but they would still have to, even though they're not fighting in the front ranks in the war, they would have to still do other duties such as supply food and water for their brothers who are fighting. And they would fix the roads and other menial duties. Our Mishnah comes to teach us that there are certain people that don't go lechatchila, right from in the first place, they won't go out to the war at all. They don't leave the house. The following people do not go out at all to the war. They don't even have other duties like supplying food and water or fixing the roads. They basically are obliged to stay at home. And they are as follows. He not only built the house, but he actually started to live in it. It's just that he didn't finish the year of living in it. So he hasn't completed the chinuch. It's called the inauguration of the house. They're basically living there for a year is called chinuch. Nota kerem v'chilulei. He planted a vineyard and he did start to eat from the fruits of the fourth year by redeeming them or taking them up to Yerushalayim, but he hasn't had the full fourth year. He hasn't had the whole fourth year hasn't passed yet. Hanoisa is arusosa. A person who marries his arusa. Not only did kiddushin, but he did nisuin already. Or hakoinus is ivimtoi, a brother-in-law who takes his sister-in-law and lived with her, but a year has not yet passed from the date of marriage, or in this case, from the day of Yibum. And how do we know that they do not go anywhere? They stay at home. Shanamar, as it says, when a man takes a new woman, he should not go out to the army, and he should not do v'lo yaver lo v'lechol dover. He shouldn't do any matters, any duties. Noki yiyya leveis ha-shonachos. He shall be free for his house for 1 year. And he should make his wife happy, the pasuk continues. So, the Mishnah says that from the word leveisai, from the extra language that it says leveisai for his house, we learn zebeisai. That means a house. Built a house and he was mechanechet. He started to live in it. Then he stays. Yeah, zekarmai. The word yeah is extra, and that refers to his vineyard. Comes to include a vineyard, namely, if he had a kerem that he already started to enjoy the fourth year's fruits, then we say that this is. But he didn't finish the year of it. That's also an exemption. The simachas ishtoi. And he shall make his wife happy, zo ishtai. This means his wife, after the nisuin, for the first year, the mashach of the first year. Asher lokoch, who he has taken, lahavis yivimtoi. This comes to include his yivoma, his sister-in-law. The word asher lokoch comes to include the yivoma because it has the same din as one who marries his arusa. All these people do not leave their houses at all. And einon masp sapkin maim umozen einon sagzrochim, and they do not supply food, they do not supply water, they do not fix the roads, as the pasuk says, lo yetze batzova v'lo yaver v'lochol dover. They should not go to the army, and they should not do any duties at all. Lo yetze batzova, I might think. The Gemara learns, I might think that the war, he doesn't go out, but he can do other duties like supplying food and drink. Talmud Lema, therefore, it says, Layavel Chol Dover. The Torah says he shall not go for any matters. I might think that includes also a person who built a house and didn't start to live in it, or that he also has that exemption. But the word Olav is a miut. Olav, for him, you don't take him, he doesn't do any duties. But for other people, yes, they do.